That bill reformed parts of our drug laws, and it also did things toward our efforts at improving our recidivism, basically decreasing recidivism and improving our success of reentry rates. What we had found was 42% of our recidivisms were returning inmates. And one of the classes of inmates that had not been given any attention vis-a-vis programs or transitional programs is the group that's directly affected now by this mandatory reentry supervision. Those are individuals who would have otherwise simply served out their sentence and then gone from the most structured environment that one could possibly imagine and step right back out into society, sometimes after many years, if not decades, without any assistance from us on how that they were likely to succeed on the outside. And evidence has shown nationwide that a relatively high percentage of individuals in that circumstance are going to not succeed in their reentry, therefore reoffend, become an issue on public safety. If we can help them successfully transition from prison to society, particularly in those first 6 months, this will cut our recidivism rate, improve public safety, and cut the population.
Who is eligible for release under this program?
You're only eligible, it's those who would not otherwise have been paroled and who are within 6 months of their serve-out date. Now, the people who are not eligible by statute are anyone who would not be at all eligible for parole, those convicted of a capital offense or Class A felony, those who are classified as maximum or what we call in Kentucky close security, those who had been sentenced to 2 years or less in prison, and those who had a poor record of behavior while incarcerated.
So Kentuckians need not be concerned that some of the worst offenders behind bars are suddenly going to be let out. It's not them at all, is it?
The very worst offenders are not even eligible for the program. And as it turns out, 70% of the people who are on the list right now are what are in Kentucky Class D felons, which is our lowest level of felony.
What steps will the state be taking to make sure that those get out to, shall we say, behave themselves?
One of the best features of the law that was passed last spring was that it delayed the implementation of this mandatory supervision until the beginning of 2012 to give us some 8 or 9 months to hire and train additional probation and parole officers.
During the course of this new year, Kentucky will release a total of 3,000 prisoners who qualify. That figure includes the initial 996 inmates. I'm Steve Hirschberg.